Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. Tomorrow, East Lansing-based Prima Civitas Foundation will honor the work of 12 young Michigan entrepreneurs. The foundation's wrapping up its fourth annual Young Innovators Competition. This year, nearly 220 students submitted over 100 ideas for creating a business or service. Now, the program is evolving, or it has evolved, I guess, from focusing on the mechanics of creating a business plan to generating the actual ideas for a business or a service. And I'm joined now by Steve Bennett, Vice President for Innovation and Region Building with the Prima Civitas Foundation in East Lansing, and his colleague Holly Hetzner. Good morning to both of you.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning,
how are you?
Mark.
Nice to have you in here this morning.
Can I congratulate you for pronouncing Prima Civitas correctly?
Oh, well, I've done just enough stories on you guys that I finally got the pronunciation down.
I mean, usually we hear from people, it sounds like some sort of obscure liver disease, like Prima Civitas of the liver or something. It's a fatal case. But
we're healing.
We're healing.
What is, how many times have you been through the Young Innovators Competition now? This is your second or third?
This is our fourth year, actually.
Fourth year.
We're pros at it.
And I have to say our best year. This is probably the most exciting stuff that I do at the foundation. And if I can speak for Holly, I think she might agree with that. The reason being is we get these ideas from students across the state who don't have the baggage of someone who's maybe twice their age and have that sort of youthful outlook of the world. And it makes you feel positive about the direction of where we're all going, that there are still people out there, kids that have great ideas that want to change the world. And our job's really just to help build the foundation for that and let them do their work.
You went from a competition over business plans to competitions over actual ideas for products or services. Just briefly, how did that unfold?
So, I don't want to steal the mic. But I'm passionate about this evolution because we were getting these business plans in previous years where we'd say, all right, now talk about your financial projections, talk about your market share. And we'd get these 15-page business plans. On each page, it was one sentence saying, we project we have enough finances for this project. And what we saw was the kids really didn't know what they were talking about relative to financial projections. And why would they? They don't need to. What we really want was, what are your good ideas?
Yeah.
Don't be hindered by what a traditional business plan is going to require, because there are lots of people out there who can help you set up a business plan. You don't need to worry about all that. Think about, put your energy into what are the great ideas that you want to be a part of.
It was more about the aesthetics of how the business plan looked rather than the feasibility or the passion behind an idea. And we just thought, you know, maybe we'll get more participation if we open it up to have more of the emphasis on the idea and having the passion behind the idea come out in any way the student chooses to do it.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, yeah. There's real value in knowing how to execute a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think none of us are going to disagree
Absolutely.
With that. But I mean, what makes this fun and what makes this the spark is the idea.
Absolutely.
It's the product, it's the service, and how did you get this idea anyway, you know, that kind of thing. What's the judging criteria you use to assess these submissions then?
We looked at feasibility, just general feasibility of the idea. We looked at everything from the clarity and presentation of their idea. So if you're going to do a YouTube video, are you presenting it in a way that looks good? If that's the medium that you choose to present your idea, does it look good? We looked at the impact on the community. So are you, as a young person, thinking about the social impact of your idea? And through that, went through a series of judging and of the 115 ideas and came down to these top 12.
You got 115
from around the state, over 220 students.
You had a more modest start, as I recall.
We started our very first year, we had about 34, which we thought was great. We were like, hey, 34, that's
great. Not bad for the first time.
Yeah.
And then the last couple of years was about 64. So, you know, we had doubled, but then kind of flatlined. And we were like, why are we not increasing participation? What can we do to get more students involved? So That's why we decided to open it up also to teams this year. In previous years, individual students were only allowed to submit one submission. We opened it up so now teams can collaborate, and we just saw that was most people, I think, submitted as a team.
Yep.
We're talking with Holly Hetzner and Steve Bennett of Prima Civitas and their Young Innovators Competition. You announced the winners when and where?
Tomorrow, 12 noon at our offices in downtown East Lansing. All the teams from as far away as Traverse City are coming down. And the nice thing is all 12 teams that are coming are getting something. We've told them that you've won something. They don't know what they've won yet.
Lovely parting gifts.
Gifts. Actually, over $10,000 in cash prizes.
Fantastic.
For them. And if I can say, you know, we sort of approach this as the money is shiny, if you will, and it gets people's attention.
It's the carrot.
Yeah. But the real magic in this competition, in the work that we're going to do and what we're going to tell these students tomorrow is, here's your check and do good with it, but we're going to work with you for the next 12 months to make these ideas come real. Mm-hmm. And we're going to figure out what that looks like. We're going to connect with the right resources from around the state to make that happen. But our job is really to create that foundation and then let the magic happen.
Yeah.
And they will. We know they will take that far.
Understood. In the time we've got left, can you talk about some of the projects here? And we're not going to reveal any of the winners or, first place, second place, third place. I'm just jumping around a list of the submissions that you received here. You got one from Traverse City.
I was going to say, Mark, that's probably one of my favorite ones because it sounds like such a fun idea that a youth in Michigan would come up with. It's basically an LED light kit to go on snowboards and skis so that at night your sporting equipment will light up on a ski resort. And as a skier, I think that would be so much fun because then you can do different colors, you can actually ski at night, maybe see where you're going, as opposed to just, you know, kind of skiing in the dark. So I thought that was a really clever idea.
That jumped right out at me, too.
There's a great one from locally here in Williamston. It's an offshore rip current alert system.
Our Scott Pohl did a story on this one. I know a little bit about this. Orca, right?
Orca. It is amazing. It's literally a buoy that sits in the middle of a lake and issues a real-time alert for riptides. And there's no technology like it in the world. There are riptide warning systems, but this is an actual alert system for riptides that is a buoy that just sits in the middle of the lake.
From Williamston.
Yeah. 11 kids from Williamston and their math teacher.
How about that? We also have, I couldn't help, this one also jumped out at me, from a submission from students at the Ingham County School District, a monorail project.
Yes.
an idea to design and implement a monorail system to service the greater Lansing region.
This is an example of one that we really did not anticipate, and it just jumped out. And so they are absolutely one of the top 12. I wish I could say right now what they're winning, but they're winning something. But that one was perfect. There's just the whole gamut, because we had three categories: new product or service, new apps for smartphones, and then new social innovation ideas, something that will help your community. And they're so diverse and so creative and exciting.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like Bubba shot the jukebox,
exactly.
They are ideas whose time has come.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got a new the mobile app thing too.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of entries there? I mean, I'm thinking kids, smartphones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty promising.
By far, most of the entries came in the newer improved product or service, but we got a really fair number of entries for the mobile apps. The interesting piece on that is most of them are already developed, mm-hmm. and then now just need assistance to market and expand their audience for these apps.
That you can go to the iTunes store and actually try out these apps.
Well, we look forward to hearing who the winners are. It looks like every year you're getting more submissions, which is so cool in and of itself. And we wanted to bring some of the young innovators in themselves, but they're all in school. That's kind of a tall order here at 9:30 in the morning. But we want to thank Holly Hetzner and Steve Bennett, the heart and soul of Prima Civitas here in East Lansing. And we'll be watching who the winners are.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Keep it up.